Hi, welcome to Howling Talent, the podcast that sheds light on human and animal talents in all fields. Today's episode will be slightly different as we host seven guests as we welcome back the Tripods Auction for the second year running. Although Yvonne is co-hosting, I will be asking her some questions too, as Picasso is also contributing to the auction. Before we begin, I'd like to announce on behalf of the Animal Heroes Hall of Fame that you know hosts Howling Talent, that we are thrilled to be teaming up annually with the Tripod Foundation and Tripod Auction to host October as International Animal Art Month. More details coming up in the interview. A warm welcome to all our guests. I'm Anna Roy.
And I'm Yvonne Dagger. Let's get howling. To start, we welcome the founder of the Tripods Foundation, Renee Agredano. The foundation will be hosting their annual art auction organized by Natasha Bagley. Renee, tell us why you founded Tripods with your husband, Jim, and what it does and what it provides.
Oh, well, thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Anna, and everybody. I really, really appreciate you having me here today and with our amazing artists and their humans. So I and my husband didn't set out to start a website called Tripods. What happened was way back in 2006, our dog, Jerry, he was a German Shepherd who was diagnosed with bone cancer. And Jerry lost a leg to that cancer. And at the time, we did not know that dogs could be happy on three legs. We had no idea. So we started this little blog to kind of document how he was doing, kind of just weed through our emotions and process everything. Mm-hmm. And he ended up doing really, really well. And over time, people found the blog, started asking us questions that we didn't have answers to. So Jim put up discussion forums and people found them, and it kind of took off from there. People from around the world started talking about their own dog journey with cancer and limb loss. And that's how Natasha actually found us when her dog Kaiserin lost a leg. And about 6 or 7 years after we started Tripods, we said, you know what, we really want to give back to people in a more direct way, because up until then it was strictly emotional support through the forums and the blog and news articles and things like that. And so we launched a charity, a 501c3 nonprofit, to raise money to help people cover some of the cost of amputation surgery, help them with gear, things like that. And that was, in 2014. So we've been going strong ever since. And in a large part, thanks to what Natasha has done for the organization, which is raise awareness through appearances like this and events like our annual dog art auction.
Well, Natasha, you started the auction 5 years ago to raise funds for your program, Kaiserin Cancer Care Packages, in memory of your beloved dog, Kaiserin, who was a canine artist. What are the dates of the auction? And tell us about the care packages and what they're made up of.
Okay, the date of the auction is October 17th to 25th. And the money raised goes to support the care packages. Right. And I came up with the idea for the care package because my story is similar to Renee's, that I had a German Shepherd, lost a leg to cancer. And at the time, it's stressful, it's confusing. You don't know if you've made the right decision. And in the case of losing a limb to cancer, you've got a battle ahead of you as well. Yeah. And I thought the care packages, they include things that are useful, like a harness. When you have a three-legged dog, a good harness is important to have. But it also, my idea was it comes with support, you know, with the idea that you're not alone and, you know, we understand what you're going through. So it comes with a little story of Kaiserin's story. And so it's just to support people and cheer them up at a difficult time as well.
That's fabulous. This year, we want to also get to know more about your artists in a fun way. So some of the questions are a little quirky, like Gina, like many parrots. Koa is chatty. Do you think his paintings reflect his mood or messages he's trying to share? Can you tell us something?
Yes. Whenever I have Koa make a painting, if somebody orders a painting, I always play music in the background. I just think it's nice and relaxing. But sometimes I'll ask the person who's ordering the painting, would you like a certain song played if they order the video? And they'll tell me their favorite song. I have no choice over that. So sometimes the music can be hard rock. Sometimes it can be slow instrumental. And I've learned by just observing him, which just blows my mind, depending on the music that I play, his strokes are different. So, for instance, if it's slow music, the strokes are longer and lighter. If it's heavy metal or hard, faster music, the strokes are really strong and they'll be indented in the paint. So he, and they're shorter. Yeah. So he really listens to the music. Quite often, depending on the colors, he does primary, neon, and pastel. I also found that when he's painting with neon, he'll quite often stop. He'll look at the whole painting, the little 5x7, and then he'll pick up another color and keep going. And I'll say, what do you see or what are you thinking? I wish I could get in his head, but yeah, so he's very interesting to watch.
Oh, it is very fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow, that is fascinating. And thank you so much for
Thank
sharing that, Gina. And Megan, how long has Rogan been painting? And does painting bring out a side of him that you hadn't seen before he started? Maybe something like a little Zen or a little wild?
Rogan's been painting for about 5 years. It was right around the beginning of COVID when we started painting. Not because of COVID, not because we were bored, because we were never bored. But never bored with an Aussie. I just always think of it because of COVID, because it kind of blew up because of COVID, I think. But as far as him being different when he paints, actually, yeah, I think he does become a bit more zen when he paints. He kind of just gets into like the flow of the movement, and it's not so much of like a wild training session as it is with like some other things. So yeah, I would say it's probably more zen.
Wow. And
Interesting.
I see all the paints in the background there and some of the canvases that you
Yeah.
set up. Wow. Great. Great. Oh, thank you so much, Megan.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Megan and Susan, you've both entered your pet's artwork for the tripod auction starting from the very first year. Why did you agree to be in the auction year one when you had no idea what it really was? Obviously, now there's enough published online about it for people to understand what the event is. Megan, would you like to go first?
Sure. Well, we've always used Rogan's paintings to help other animals. Like all of his sales have always went to our local rescues. So when Natasha reached out to us through, like mutual Instagram connections, it was just a no-brainer. Yeah, of course. That's all. That's all we should be doing with this art, in my opinion, is, raising awareness and helping other dogs,
Yeah, doing
helping
good.
other animals. Yeah.
It's great.
Susan?
I've been doing pretty much the same thing as donating to local nonprofits, mostly rescues and shelters. And Natasha, I think she posted something on this. There's a Do More With Your Dogs trick title organization that has an instructor Facebook page.
Right.
And she posted on there, would anybody be interested in doing this? And I thought it sounded like a great cause. And I like being able to donate a painting. I thought that would be a really fun thing to do. So I said, yes, we would. And it kind of went from there. And then Q joined us a few years later. So, and he started donating as well.
That's great. That's great. And Ashley, has Margot ever used her creativity in unexpected ways outside of painting, like redecorating the house or turning a walk into an art performance?
Well, she's definitely busy. So she's done more than her share of redecorating things for sure. As I'm sure you dog folks know about the breed. She's an active breed and therefore is often in trouble. So yeah, she definitely has redecorated the house over the years. She has a long list of offenses, but I think she is very creative. I think she's creative in those moments where she's trying to outsmart us. I think that's a version of creativity for sure. They think outside the box when they're trying to accomplish whatever the goal is. Smart dogs do that. We all have smart dogs and smart animals, and we know that that's what they do. So I do consider her overall creative. There was a question asked one time about whether or not I thought she knew she was being creative when she was painting, or was it just a learned behavior? Was it simply a clip treat? This gets me fed, this gets me praise, type thing. And I do think she is creative in those moments. I do think she's experiencing a creativity, because you can tell in her demeanor and how happy she is, how expressive she is when she paints, how excited she is when she sees me get out the stuff for the projects. So yeah, I think she's overall, I think she's very creative.
Have you actually kept any of the redecorating, or have you painted over it again?
No, we have, I've learned to tarp everything. So we tarp everything because she will toss a brush, she will drop a brush, she will excitedly grab a brush with paint and in the process sling it. So we tarp everything, and we wear painter's clothes and a collar that she wears when she paints. And if you've seen some of her pictures post painting, she's covered in paint head to toe, but I am too, and that's part of the fun of it. So
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I love, I don't know if she's around anywhere, but just for our
is.
listeners, she does have, Margot has a
Oh,
beautiful pearl necklace on, which
she
is
does.
absolutely beautiful.
I hope she would join us. We'll see if she'll get back in this chair. Speaking of busy, she's in here sniffing every corner of, where we are. So we'll see if she'll join us again later. Well,
She's
she's
busy.
very welcome to. She's
Busy
busy.
lady, a little busy lady.
Yvonne, with a name like Picasso, there's a lot to live up to. Does he seem to know he's an artist at heart?
Well, Picasso is Dagger's protege. Dagger, as everybody probably knows on this podcast, and if you don't know, Dagger was the original painter, and he, Howling Talent and Animal Heroes Hall of Fame, awarded him. He passed away in 2023, and we then serendipitously got Picasso, who that was named at birth before we even got him. Anyway, Picasso's a different painter. Does he know? Is he a painter at heart? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about Picasso. Picasso is when Picasso paints and his tail wags, I know he's happy. And when his tail doesn't wag, I stop because I'm his, advocate. So I have to make sure he's happy and what he does. And he's super sensitive, very different than Dagger. Dagger loved to paint, took the brush in his mouth right away and went to painting. Picasso, I taught him how to paint. He didn't come up to me and say, "I want to paint," So, is he an artist at heart? I think he's getting to be. Right, Natasha, Schultz's work seems like it might have layers. Does he paint like he's telling a story or revealing something deeper?
I mean, Schultz is my most enthusiastic artist, probably out of the three. And he's happy and he loves to paint. So he will paint and paint and paint and paint until I stop him. So we often work on like a couple of canvases because so we just don't end up with a big painted mess. He'll paint. We need a few on the go at a time. Otherwise, we run out of stuff to paint, and then he's not happy. So, we paint something, and then So we work on another canvas, and then so we let them dry in between. So he's painting different canvases at different times. And he also he goes through time periods where he does different types of strokes. Like we're really on a right to left canvas horizontal stroke right now, where all the strokes go across in one way. So I've been using that to our advantage to make, like, stems for trees and things like that. So we get him to paint a whole bunch, paints a whole bunch across, and then we let it dry. And the next day we turn it around and he paints, something else on top.
Which is great. That's great. That's wonderful. As an artist myself, I think it's wonderful that you swap out the canvases and don't let it get muddy because you when you tend to, and I guess all of you know that when you tend to put many layers of different colors of paint on top of one another, they get to be muddy. So you want that, that vibrant, clear. So to swap them out is a great idea.
Do you think Wilhelmina uses her art to express feelings that she can't bark out?
Wilhelmina's very quiet dog. Well, in a sense, she's quiet. She likes to bark out the window when, around to protect the property. But she's sort of a very quiet dog because in Schultz is more dominant. So she usually is the one that sort of paints second when he's had enough painting. And so she's a much more subtle, and her work is not as enthusiastic. And she also, I think, gets bored of it a little bit faster. So she enjoys it briefly when she does it, but not the same intensity and enthusiasm as the other two that I've had.
Isn't it interesting how they all have their own style and how their personalities come out and are evident through their works
It's
and
very interesting to have had three German shepherds that I've taught to paint, and how the art is different, the process of training them is different. It's definitely very interesting to have had three.
Yeah, sure. And you can clearly see the difference.
Yes, I can tell if I forget to write their name on or do the paw print on the back, and I look at a canvas that's been sitting, well, I can tell whose it is immediately.
Susan, Q has such a mysterious name. Why Q? And does his painting reflect any secrets or surprises from his personality?
Q is actually the name came from Star Trek: The Next Generation. A lot of people did not like the character Q. However, he was a bit of a rogue. He was a brat. He was rather childlike, actually, even though he was had so much power. And Q is very deceptive. He is the most un-Aussie-like Aussie I've ever had. He is very quiet, but he has a side to him that comes out every so often that's a little mischievous. So it actually does fit him. But I'm a big Trekkie, so that it just kind of came and it stuck. And his painting, I don't know yet. We're still trying to find his style. He's very different from Carmine. Carmine is very flashy, or has always been, kind of a flashy dog. And does everything with flair and enthusiasm, whereas Q is, he's like, he'll look at me and he'll go, I don't know if I want to do this or not, and then he'll grab the brush and he'll pound on the paint, and hit the canvas. I haven't figured him out yet, so we're still kind of working on that. I mean, he seems to like it because he'll grab the brush and he wants to do it, but his aim is rather interesting. He doesn't seem to hit the same spot twice, so I don't know. I haven't figured out his style yet.
He's a character, obviously.
Yes, he is very much a character. Yes.
Renee, Nelly is your beautiful pup. Can you share her story with us?
Oh, sure. Nellie came to us in 2022, and she is another German Shepherd, and she is a 3.5-legged dog. So she is our tripod's honorary spokes dog. She has one leg that's kind
Oh.
of messed up, but she's doing good. And when Natasha told me I should teach her how to paint, I thought, well, Nellie is such a couch potato. She is like the laziest German Shepherd I have ever met. She would rather lay on the couch and watch TV all day. But she is very food motivated. So I said, well, she has that going for her. So with Natasha's help and lots of coaching, Nellie has learned how to paint. I wouldn't call it genius level painting for sure. She's very maniacal when she hits the canvas with the brush because she just wants a treat. That's all. She'll hit the canvas. Okay, give me the treat. Okay, give me the treat. But so far, she's managed to create some really cool paintings. And I love the way that it's opened up a world of extra things we can do together, because she's not your typical, I want to go catch a frisbee or chase a ball or any of that. She's definitely more the kind of dog where mind games are going to be especially important as she ages. So this is one thing that a dog of any age can do and any ability. So I'm thrilled to teach her how to do it. She seems to enjoy it when she's doing it, but it's very short sessions, like 5, maybe 10 minutes at a time at the most.
Natasha, this is a question for you. Who came up with the idea of the International Animal Art Month? And what guided you towards asking Anna and the Animal Heroes Hall of Fame to team up with and organize it with you?
Well, I just, we used to have our auction in the spring. For the first 4 years, it was in the spring. And because of scheduling and we moved it to the fall, just randomly picking dates that worked for us. And then it wasn't until months later that we realized that it coincided with the Animals Heroes Hall of Fame events and what you were doing with your Paws for Talent art exhibit. And so then I felt a little bad at first. Oh no, I think we put an art event at the same time as their event. And then I thought, no, this is a good thing because, you know, we can work together to promote animal art and awareness and an interest in animal art. And so it all fell in October, so it made sense to have International Animal Art Month.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And what part of Catherine's spirit do you see shining through in this project, in the project that you're working on right now?
Well,
I know
I mean,
it's a hard thing to put into words, but...
Yeah, I mean, this whole... Everything that's happening now is all because of her. And
that's
it's all basically because she lost a leg to cancer as well, because if that hadn't happened, then I wouldn't be out there looking for alternative activities for her. Whereas when she had 4 legs, we did agility and we did, you know, hiking, and she was a very strong, active dog. But with 3 legs, you're a little more limited. You know, I didn't want to be the person that tried agility with a 3-legged dog, but for safety reasons. I didn't want her to get hurt. So we had to find more creative type things to do. And we started doing a lot of tricks. And I always like to paint. So we had actually dabbled with her holding aggression painting several years before. In 2015, I actually kind of taught her to hold a brush a bit, and then we didn't do anything else with it. And then we revisited it when, you know, we were looking for something creative to do. And, you know, she started painting just for fun, for something to do. And that's where it all took off from there. So it all started with her. It's sort of a beautiful thing that came from a horrible thing of losing a leg to cancer.
Exactly.
Well, Yvonne, as we mentioned before, Picasso is Dagger's, well, adopted brother, if you like. Is there a sense of carrying on the torch in Picasso's painting, a little legacy, a little sibling spirit?
Well, with Picasso, yes, I truly believe that that's where it is. And I know that this might sound corny, maybe, or something, but it was serendipitous that he entered our lives after Dagger passed away. And I truly believe that Dagger sent him to us, to continue his legacy, to continue what he did. And the fact that Picasso is not Dagger as a painter, but he's his own painter. We all have our own personalities and our own way of doing things. And Picasso, I'm learning about Picasso, and Picasso's learning about me. And I very rarely compare the two. I just say that Picasso is Dagger's protege, and he is somebody who has been sent, I believe, from God to continue Dagger's legacy. And as long as I can do it, we'll do it. I think, Anna and everyone here, that it is a little legacy, it is a little heart, and it's a lot of spirit too. Gina, if Koa could paint a message to humans, what would you think he'd want us to understand through his art?
That is such a great question. The fact that I think animals should have an open door to learn. I think that there's a lot of birdies out there. If he could speak and they could speak like the cartoons, they would say, "Oh, I just sit on this perch all day," or, "My mom goes to work and I lay on the couch all day." But to have that open door, when you do have the time with your animals, to make it quality, to have fun with them and open the door and let them learn new things. They're just like human children. They love to learn. They get excited for the treats and the praise. It's a bonding experience between yourself and your animal. And I think that the door should just be open so that these little beings have a chance to explore new things and try new things. And we learn from them. My motto is, they are the teachers, I am the student. Quite often people ask me how I teach Koa to do so many tricks or to paint or, but he teaches me and I learn so much from him and Tekin. And so I think Koa's message would be just play with your animals, have fun, and open that door.
Open your heart, right? And what was your first reaction when you saw Koa's finished artwork for the tripod auction? Did you see a bit of him in it?
Yes, he was so excited to paint it. He usually paints on 5x7 because he's just a little bitty guy. And we have done bigger paintings. So this was a little bit bigger. So we have him paint half when we flip it around and have him do the other half. And it still doesn't meet in the middle. But he stands on his little tiptoes and stretches his neck and he's very proud
Is
when he
that
does it.
adorable?
Yeah, so when it was all done, I'm like a proud mom. I just smile and I get excited to see what he can do. It blows my mind. Every single time he paints, I'm in awe.
This is for Susan. If Carmine and Q each had to paint a portrait of someone else in the household or your family, who would it be and why?
Carmine would paint his Uncle Mike, my nephew. He absolutely loves Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike for And Mike is not, the funny thing is, Mike is not a dog person. He is a cat person. But for whatever reason, he and Carmine seem to like each other, and he absolutely loves Uncle Mike. So I think he would definitely paint Mike. Q would probably paint himself. I think he would. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell with him. But he thinks he's quite a character and he shows off a lot. So I think he might actually, and there isn't anybody else in the house but me. I don't know that they would paint me, but they might.
They love you, so why not?
They do, and they might, yeah. But just the way he acts, I think he'd paint himself. And Carmine, I think Carmine gets so excited when his Uncle Mike comes. Yes, you do. I know. Yeah.
If Margot's painting had a soundtrack or theme song, what do
Ooh.
you think it would be and why?
Oh, that's a good question. Something upbeat for sure. We actually do often play music while we paint. Usually it's just a 80s mix, a mix of 80s, party songs or, something upbeat, something fun. So it definitely would be something upbeat. I don't know if I can pick a particular song, but definitely it's something energetic like her, for sure.
And would you say you were more the assistant, the manager, or the cleanup crew in the art process?
Oh, definitely the cleanup crew, and if she could pop open those bottles of paint or squeeze the tubes for herself,
She'd be.
she absolutely would. I am just an accessory in the process by far. In everything I ever do with Margot, I'm the lovely assistant, and
Oh.
she is the star all the time. I always say, I'm the dumb end of the leash, or I'm the one that drove her here. And whenever we go somewhere, she's doing the rest.
Oh.
For sure.
And Megan, if Rogan could name his own piece for the auction, what kind of title do you think he'd give it? Something serious, something silly, something poetic?
Oh, it would definitely be something silly. He is a pretty silly dude. He does not take himself too seriously, ever. No, it would be silly. I don't know what it would be. Something goofy for sure. He's a goofball. He always has been a goofball. His theme song was Tom Petty's You're So Bad. He's grown out of it a little bit, but that I used to say that was his theme song.
Oh, wow.
it feel knowing his artwork is helping raise funds and awareness for other tripods and their families?
Through tripods, through all the funds that we've raised over the years for Rogan's paintings, like I'm super proud of that work, and it feels like a bit of a legacy like that we'll have forever with him. Yeah, it feels good, like it's something that we just do for fun, just goofing around with our dog, and it helps people and or helps other animals and inspires people. And it also gives people this like really unique piece that they can have in their house, and they feel good about it too, because it's not just a piece of art, but it's helping other dogs. So yeah, it makes me a bit emotional. It means a lot.
And Yvonne, if Picasso could hear what people are saying about his artwork during the auction, what do you think his reaction would be?
Oh, his tail would wag like crazy. That's one, because he is kind of like a little wiggle guy, when he gets excited. And I think he would probably think to himself, this is like the most possum thing that I could have ever, ever, ever been involved with. I'm helping other animals, I'm helping people, I'm inspiring others to do this, and I think I like it myself. Today, we should also mention the other artists who were unable to join us, like Pockets Warhol. Enzo is
Soft.
a sloth. Picasso Piggies, Cody, Ivy, Leo, Leonard, Melvin, Merlin, Peekaboo, Ralphie, Kenny, and Zimba. We cannot wait to see their paintings.
And also Charlotte, the painting
Oh,
pig. She couldn't be
and
here with us.
oh, Charlotte too. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
And Charlotte too. Natasha, if Kayserin's artwork were turned into something wearable, oh wow, this is a good one for you. What kind of fashion statement would it be?
Well, we have turned her art into wearable
Yeah,
things.
I know. Hence the question.
We put images on t-shirts, so I think it would be a sort of bright, happy pattern, bright, happy type of clothing item.
If Schultz and Wilhelmina ran a painting class for other dogs, what would their teaching style be? Patient, sassy, or chaotic?
Together? Yeah, I immediately thought chaotic. Well, I figure Schultz would probably be really, really bossy, and Wilhelmina would just want to kiss them all. There probably wouldn't be a lot accomplished.
So it would be chaotic then.
Yeah, I think so.
That's great.
Well, here we get to the part of the interview that Yvonne doesn't know anything about, simply because it's going to be a lot of fun, just as the auction is, and I want her to participate with no rehearsed answers. So it's a quick fire round in two parts. Part one, I'm going to throw a question at each of you, and you have to respond with the first answer that immediately comes to mind.
Oh, wow.
Don't think, just answer with as few words as possible. Some only require one word. As soon as you reply, I'll fire the next question to the next person. So, are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, fire away.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ashley, if Margot were a famous artist or celebrity, who would they be?
Oh, gosh. A comedian, someone. Maybe like somebody crazy like Gallagher.
Natasha, what's Schultz's biggest artistic diva move?
Sorry, his biggest artistic what?
Diva move.
Oh, diva move. Barking, like demanding barking, barking.
Gina, if Koa could title their masterpiece using one word, what would it be?
Fun.
Yvonne, Picasso's artist signature. What would it look like? For example, paw print or tail swoop?
Tail swoop.
Megan,
Definitely.
Rogan's artistic mood in one word.
Excited.
Renee, if Nelly's painting had a name, but wouldn't it couldn't be in English, what language or vibe would it be? French and dramatic, Japanese and minimalistic, or doggo and chaotic?
I think doggone chaotic is definitely Nelly.
Susan, one word you'll always use to describe making art together. For example, big, messy, magical.
Oh, magical messy.
Okay, and part two, it's the same question for everyone, but you can't use the same word someone else has used. So, one word to describe what this whole painting experience has meant to you. Megan.
Love.
Renee,
Joy,
Yvonne,
Happiness.
Ashley,
Legacy.
Susan,
Oh my. Magical.
Gina,
I'd have to say bonding.
Natasha.
Oh, all the are used. I was gonna go with legacy. I'm about fun.
Perfect. Thank you for doing that. It's always fascinating to see what people's answers are with quick fire rounds. We'll be posting the link to the auction when it goes live on our website, along with all the participants' social media handles. We encourage all our listeners to bid so that as many cancer patients as possible can receive their care packages through the Tripods Foundation and Kaiserin Cancer Care Packages. Renee, what would you like to say to those considering bidding on the auction? Can you give an idea of their starting prices?
Sure. We have a starting price of $33 because three is the magic number in our community.
Right.
And yeah, we hope to beat last year's numbers and just really raise awareness of this incredible program that Natasha started and the collaborative spirit among all of the artists. So it's so much more than the auction. It's really about cross-species collaboration and animal art and this whole event, bringing people and animals together for a great cause. It just makes me so happy, and I'm so thankful for everybody out there who's participating, all of our artists who promote this and make it possible to raise money to keep Kaiserin's name out there and showing people that losing a leg is not the end of the world. So thank you, everybody.
Well, as spokes dog for the Tripod Foundation, what do you think Nelly would say to other tripod artists if she could give them a little speech before the auction?
She would say, if I can do it, you can do it.
Oh.
And
Great.
Natasha, remind us of the dates and where our listeners can find the auction.
It's make sure I got it right. October 17th to 25th. And you can bid at auction.tripods.com. And that's tripods, TRIPAWDS.
And Kaiserin inspired this entire auction. What do you think she'd make of her legacy now sparking creativity and community around the world?
I'd like to think that she would be proud of it and happy that that her memory can live on in this way.
And a huge thank you to all our guests for taking the time to join us today. It's been a privilege to host you, and we look forward to having you all back again to talk about your very talented artists.
Thank
Renee and Natasha, we know the auction will be a huge success. So
you.
thank you. Is there anything anybody else would like to say before we log off?
I
I will.
just want to say thank you very much, everybody.
I would like to say something quickly to all of
Yes.
you and to the listeners. I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Jane Goodall a couple of weeks ago and speak with her one-on-one.
Oh,
And I was
cool.
able to tell her about this because we had quite a long time to spend together. And she was so excited about it and thrilled. And she said to
Oh.
me, "When it's done, please let's meet back up and you can show me all of their paintings." So
Oh.
now she's passed. We
Oh.
just want to say that she would have been very proud of this.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Thank
Well,
you.
I think she's looking down and seeing exactly what we're doing.
I agree with you, Anna. I agree.
I just want to say thank you. Basically, thank you to everybody who's participated. Thank you to you guys for doing the podcast and helping with publicity. And
Definitely.
we couldn't do it without everybody. And thanks for having faith in me and joining up and donating art.
Aw, it's
Ashley?
really our pleasure.
Thanks so much for allowing us to participate again. We've done this for a few years now and plan to do it for several more.
Perfect.
She's not a spring chicken anymore, but I think she has a few more years of painting. At least I hope so. So we hope to continue as
Great.
long as the auction goes. So,
That's great. Thank you.
Susan?
Oh, I'm just very, very thankful to be here. We've had such a good time doing this, so thank you very much for inviting us.
And Megan?
No, same. Just thanks for being here. Thanks for putting it all together. Natasha, you always do such an amazing job with this auction. And the way that you've brought us all together is really awesome. So you should be really proud of yourself and the legacy that you've created for Kaiserin.
Yeah.
And Renee.
Anna, Yvonne, thank you for having us here today and allowing us to collaborate with you for Animal Art Awareness Month as well. This is
Pleasure.
so exciting, and we look forward to many, many more years of getting this out there and showing people that they can do so much more with their pets than they ever thought possible. So thank you.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah.
We really, honestly, this is a wonderful, wonderful way of collaborating and reaching out to like-minded people and doing something good for the community and for animals in our care, you know?
And I have to say, it's been fun putting the questions together, trying to come up with something different. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I have to say that without Anna, she is the backbone, the strength, and
It takes a team. It takes a team.
terrific. She's terrific. No, really, Anna has put it all together, and she works really, really hard. And I really appreciate you, Anna,
Thank you.
and all the work. And I mean, your heart is with this, the whole cause. And your heart is with the world and making it a better place to be. And I really, really am grateful to be your friend.
Oh,
Thank
well,
you.
thank you. And it goes for all of you. This has become a family, and I love being part of that. So thank you very much.
Yeah. It's
So
really good to see everybody again.
definitely. We need to do this more often.
Yeah, we should. We should.
So
Definitely.
to our loyal listeners, thank you once again for joining us. Remember to tune into all our podcast episode on howlingtalent.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until next time, everyone, take care and happy bidding.